Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 18th, 2018. Welcome to day 637. Trump said it certainly looks as if Jamal Khashoggi is dead. He also said there would be very severe consequences if the Saudis killed him, but said that it was still a little bit early to draw conclusions about who ordered the hit. U.S. intelligence agencies, meanwhile, are confident that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the disappearance and murder of Khashoggi. While the spy agencies have not been able to collect direct evidence about whether Mohammed ordered the killing of Khashoggi or if his intention was to have Khashoggi captured and then taken back to Saudi Arabia, circumstantial evidence points to the prince's involvement. Mike Pompeo said the U.S. will give Saudi Arabia a few more days to investigate the death of Khashoggi while the Saudi royal family looks for an explanation that does not implicate Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Pompeo said the Saudis could be trusted to conduct a complete, thorough investigation because they made a personal commitment to me, and the Crown Prince also made a personal commitment to the president. When asked if his administration was trying to give the Saudis room to come up with an explanation absolving Mohammed, Trump said, "I'm not giving cover at all. They are an ally," end quote. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, might blame a high-ranking intelligence advisor for the killing of Khashoggi. Blaming General Ahmed al-Asiri, an advisor to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, would provide the Crown Prince with a plausible explanation for the killing. And finally, The Guardian reports that Aris Agalarov formed a U.S. shell company just a month before the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Trump Jr. and Natalia Veselnitskaya, the Kremlin-linked Russian attorney who is offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton. The Russian billionaire moved almost $20 million to a U.S. bank account 11 days after the meeting, using a company he formed anonymously with the help of an accountant who has had clients who have been accused of money laundering and embezzlement. And now to the notables. One, Trump threatened to deploy the military to the U.S.-Mexico border and upend the reworked trade deal with Mexico and Canada if Central American countries don't stop a convoy of Honduran migrants making its way towards the U.S. Two, John Kelly and National Security Advisor John Bolton got into a shouting match in the West Wing after Trump sided with Bolton over deploying the military to the border. Three, Don McGahn is out as White House counsel. Four, Robert Mueller is pushing Paul Manafort to provide information about Roger Stone, who may have communicated with Julian Assange or WikiLeaks about releasing hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign. Five, Trump's lawyers called a sexual assault lawsuit by a former apprentice contestant meritless and politically motivated. Six, Trump was more involved in stopping a long-term plan to move the FBI to the DC suburbs than previously known. And seven, the Trump Organization sued the estate of a man who died in a Trump Tower apartment fire for $90,000 in unpaid maintenance fees. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.